If a friend asks how you're doing, and you say,
I'm okay.
When the truth is,
I don't want my problems to burden anyone.
Or you say,
hang it in there.
Because,
if I ask for help, they'll just think I'm weak.
Then this is your sign to call, text, or chat. 988 for free, confidential support. Anytime. You don't have to hide how you feel.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. In fact, Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/podcastfree. All lowercase, shopify.com/podcastfree, shopify.com/podcastfree.
And the Beast Podcast.
Yo, 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 Bully and the Beast Podcast.
Yo.
I'm L'Oreal.
The boy Wax, what up?
Wax.
Just chilling out.
Me out too.
Here. Still in Carolinas.
In the Carolinas?
Yes, ma'am.
So I'm in Atlanta. And I'm going to the car show this weekend. Big shout out to DJ Envy. If y'all are going to be in the area of Atlanta, definitely go and check it out. I can't wait to take a vacation. I'm literally due for one. And it's not because, like, all my vacations have been, like, vacations. And I need, like, a girl shit.
With the boo-boops. With the boo-boops.
Yeah, I need... Well, I don't have one anymore. So I want to move on.
What are you talking about? Excuse me, young lady.
I'm single again. Play
can't just do
on.
That. You can't just do that.
You just do that. And like, you know why? Because we're at a stage in life, right? Where you have to be treated and things have to go the way that you want them to, or you got to keep it pushing. Like, you're not going to, and not just that, right? Like, seeing stuff like that teaches me that, like, when you see red flags, you know how people go, I just leave at the first red flag. No, I leave after like the 10th.
what about the orange flags? I mean, do they become
red? No, I still let that slide too.
Purple, you know what I'm saying? What type of flags are we talking though?
I don't even want to see a flag no more.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Red flags mean, you know what I'm saying? You looked at his phone and seen gay porn.
Oh, that's well, no, red that's flag. Crazy. That's crazy.
So everything not red flags. You got it might be a yellow flag. You know what I'm saying?
Should be red flags. And it's not like no hard feelings, but I'm just saying like when, because you come out of a relationship and it seems like there was a lot going on there and a lot of people know about your stuff. Maybe you didn't speak out on it. But that's what I'm saying. Like, we don't be too specific, but everybody's had a relationship that's ended. Everybody had a relationship that started. So is going to be more relationships or it's going to be the lasting one or maybe they come back around. Right.
They all start all different type of ways and they all end all different type of ways.
That's a fact. And then, like I said, and very often in my case, I've never been in a relationship with anybody that didn't try to come back.
Yeah.
Not once.
Nobody
not one
never
time.
Never want to come back. They happy as hell they gone.
Who, with you?
Yeah. They happy as hell.
So nobody ever tries to come back to you?
Never liked me again.
What?
I don't think they liked me when I was with them. I'm like, yeah, what the fuck?
That's crazy. Like, when I sit here and think about it, even guys that I just talked to in life, and then, like, I was like, all right, enough. They've tried to come back around as well.
Yeah.
Damn, Wax, you ain't got the magic stick.
You already been know that. I've been telling you that. My stick been broke.
Yeah, but you got to bring something to the table.
I don't even know what I bring to chickens.
Chickens is crazy. I don't know. The way I look at it is just like, I know because we all have different sides to us, right? And you can have like the super sweet side. You can have the, all right, don't fuck with me side. But like for the most part, like when I'm dating somebody, they get the sweet side until I feel like they're trying to play me. And then they get the don't fuck around with me side. And then some people can't handle
side,
that.
And I was surprised at that side, L'Oreal. I was very surprised at the sweet side. I said, if this guy got L'Oreal being like that, bro, Congratulations.
I'm not just talking about him. I mean, just like in relationships, that's how I am.
Yeah, I only seen that one. And I was like, whoa.
That's what I'm saying, because I don't bring anybody around, but I won't ever again. And the big part of that is because I just look at it like when I want to detach, like I want to detach and I want everyone else to be detached too. So now when you plug certain people in spaces, you're like, damn, I'm going to put this motherfucker in. So now I got to see your ass.
Yeah, you can't do that. You got to just let it. It's going to die.
You did that.
Off.
What are you talking about? Didn't you do that?
I don't know nothing. No way. Whoever do whoever. I ain't got nothing to do with nothing.
And that's how I am. It's not to be specific because I've talked to people in my life and but I give people trials like with different things. You know how you give tests? I like to bring people around certain people and see how it happens. So you know what I mean? Like how people act.
That's the same thing I do, L'Oreal.
No. You set people up.
Not really. I only set one person up and I was like, that's obvious. You know what I'm saying? It's supposed to go down like that. No. You know what I'm saying?
I like people's opinions, like people that I trust. Like I like to bring people around and it'll be in increments. Like, so there was this this one guy I was talking to and I was like, something about him. It's always something about and you be knowing. So I brought him around somebody I was really close with that doesn't like to be around anybody, and immediately he did not like him. So I knew he wasn't right. And he ended up being the kind of guy I probably wouldn't have been okay with staying with. You know what I mean? But then it'd be the people that really get in there that you'd be like, no. It's kind of like when, has a girl ever become cool with your mom?
Every single one of them. My mom was a prayer warrior. My mom still be praying with girls for years ago that I didn't even know. She's like, you know, I still talk to her. I'm like, who? Like, how you talk to her? But everybody love my mom. Girls been taking my mama to Walmart. And I didn't even know.
That's funny. I only ever got cool with one person's mom. Like, I know two of them I speak to ever, but like one that I really felt like, okay, like I really like her. And then it's almost devastating because you're like, damn, yo, can you come to the next guy and be his mom?
Yeah, it's always something. Like, you don't like the family ain't cool, but she's cool, but then she's not cool, then the family.
Yeah,
like
it's
the family,
always something, right?
You know,
I had a guy I was dating with his mother. She was all right, but she didn't really care for me. I knew she didn't care for me because she would like say little jabs like, well, she's not going to do this for this. And she's not. But she don't fuck with me.
See, mamas raise their kids, their boys to be, you know, if your mama don't do everything for you, you might not need a woman like me. I need a woman to do everything for me because my mama spoiled me. My mama always fed me. I never had to lift my plate. I never had to wash my clothes. It's like, my mama kind of fucked me up. You know what I'm saying? The way,
no,
but
all y'all mamas fucked y'all up because y'all don't know how to clean behind yourself. Like, just because you're not with a woman.
I clean behind myself. I do.
You don't wash your clothes?
No, now washing my clothes is a totally different thing. That's like a
That's part of cleaning.
Yeah, you think so?
Yes, nigga, what the fuck? Anytime I say I'm cleaning, washing clothes is first on the list.
Oh, I thought it was just like wiping the table off after you eat.
That's not cleaning. That's normal day, everyday activity chore. No, you're crazy. No, like, that's first on the list. But see, I look at that and I'll be like, it's great that you was there for your son, but like, now he can't do shit. He's a mess. And now I feel like his mother. Like, I don't want to do that. No. I want somebody that can. Like, don't get me wrong. I love to take care of my man, whoever he's going to be.
There you go.
But it has to be that you can take care of yourself when I'm not around. I don't want to get there and it's like, oh, this is a mess. This is my day off and I got to figure this out. Like, that's crazy.
No, just the clothes and feed me. I'm easy. I'm an easy guy. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm
so
doing
you don't have stuff all over your house?
Hell no. I can't even do it. I throw everything away. That's the problem. I throw everything away because I can't take it. Like, I can't move and go to the next stage and anything if I keep looking at that fucking shirt. I throw the pack of white tees in the fucking garbage. Okay. I need a woman.
Yeah, because a lot of guys are messy. Like, y'all would just leave a teacup up with the tea bag and all kind of messy shit.
Nah. I see them type of guys I can't even be around either. Like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Like,
yeah, where's your roaches? Home changing?
I grew up where you leave something around, roaches come eat that motherfucker.
Right. You know my homegirl boyfriend.
We can't
so
do
messy.
That shit. Yeah.
Yeah. Some people be so mad. Keep shit around. I think that's too much. I gotta, like, the way my house is, I'm very OCD. Like, this is there, this is there, this is there. Like, all together. Or else I can't think. I can't function. I can't nothing. And this person can't function either because they wrote us and they need some advice. Okay. We're going to help them out.
What we got?
Spark, what you doing over there?
I'm chilling. There's people coming in for who's on drugs already. There's a post up.
Early.
Let's pull somebody in from who's on drugs before we do anything else.
Oh, they just left. His name was Ernest.
Oh, damn, my God. He said that last time. Twerk, get the fuck out of here. Anyway, they're here. Oh, it's a bunch of people. Oh, no, nobody's here no more. Let's get into some advice, the good advice, the hood advice on Bully and the Beast podcast, because you already know we love to incorporate y'all into the motherfucking show. So if you got a problem or anything that you need some help on, all you got to do is hit us up at
347-679-611. Nigga, highlight us. I probably fucked up. It's probably Bully and the Beast podcast. I think it's that one, right?
Angela?
Good job.
At Bully and the Beast podcast.
At Bully and the Beast podcast on Instagram. Slide in our DM. If you want to get into the email, you can do that as well. Yes. It's a little different, though. Do you know the email, Wax?
Yes, it's Bully and the Beast podcast.
I don't think that's it. It's the Bully and the Beast, right, Angela? I don't. We ain't shit because we don't know.
Angela, what is it?
Angela ain't even helping her. So that makes it even worse. So
it's the Bully and the Beast at Gmail.
The Bully and the Beast at Gmail. And on DMs, it Bully and the Beast podcast.
At Bully and the Beast podcast.
Hit us up. Give us your fucking issues. Don't hit my DM. I'm going to tell you why not to hit my DM. I'm going to read your story and I'm going to laugh and be like, yo, we need to do this on Bully and the Beast. And then I'm going to smoke a blunt. I'm going to forget.
I got a bunch of them in there and I never send it over. Don't do it.
You can find us. So just go on.
If it's longer than a sentence, like you got to cut up each sentence for me. Don't do no long paragraphs. I get intimidated. I'm never going
to read. Three-letter word. Okay. Early. So this person reached out to us. They said, what's up, Bully and the Beast? Been a fan since day one, and I need your advice. I met this girl at the job in July of last year. We hit it off immediately. We started to really like each other. She was honest with me and told me about her situationship, but I wasn't tripping. And that's another thing. People are disrespectful of people's relationships. A motherfucker will be like, I'm in a relationship, and a bitch will come while the bitch's stuff is still in the house and come and chill. Okay, anyway, let me
I hear you. Cool.
Niggas are crazy. Bitches are crazy.
Yeah,
like you're in a situation, but it's okay. I'm going to just act like this person doesn't exist and let's just keep going.
I could get punched in the face for shit that I did like that. Yeah.
Do you get what I'm saying? But then when people get punched in the face, they act like they don't know what happened.
If I did, I would have took that one because I could have took that one. I could take that one.
See, that's what he fucked up first and foremost, but we're going to keep going. She was honest with me and told me about her situationship, but I wasn't tripping because I was dating other women at the time. And he also didn't tell them about her. No, he didn't say that, but I already know. Now, I don't believe in hooking up with coworkers, and we say this all the time, don't do that. But we would talk all the time and got real close. She has even told me that she's been feeling me since day one. Must be cute.
Early. Okay.
She left our job in December of last year, and I thought we could talk more seriously now since we didn't work together anymore. When she left, she blocked me on everything and ghosted me. I'm not going to lie, I was hurt because we talked every day for 5 months, and I thought we was going to have something between us. Fast forward to 2 weeks ago, she came back to the job we work at. I was stunned to see her, and she said, I didn't even think you would talk to me. What should I do? I want to ask her why she ghosted me for 6 months and blocked me, probably because of that dude. Do you think she came back to spend a block on me for a second chance? I can't lie. I still do love and care about her, but I still have my guard up. Any advice will be appreciated. Thank you, L'Oreal and Wax. Ew. What's this smell? Are you frozen or is that a real smell? Oh, that's a real smell.
No, that's a smile. It's like, yo, bro, you just got to act like you ain't even realize you got ghosted. Like, you got blocked. Like, you ain't even know. Never bring it up. Never say nothing about the motherfucking shit.
What? Why?
Because when you start talking about it, they use like, you're going down the hill. You're about to fuck up. You want to start getting emotional because you feel like you was done wrong. Like, I talk to you every day and now you ghost me. I just don't get it. And I'm like, shut the fuck up.
But you just gotta talk to her like nothing happened?
No, just hey, what's up? How you been? Boom. Act like nothing never even fucking happened. Nothing ever happened.
I don't know if that's what I'm saying. Yeah,
just continue. Because whatever the day is today is how you doing. She's gonna tell you whatever happened anyway. Just don't ever.
She's gonna lie and make some shit up.
enjoy the lie.
So once you want to hear the lie?
Once you let people be, yeah, it's a lie. Let's see how creative you really are. If you can make me believe a lie, we all believe in lies anyway. Everybody, who's really who they are at the end of the day? You know what I'm saying? If it's 100 people, three. You know what I'm saying? So we believe in a lie. Oh,
me?
Okay.
Nigga, I'm going to be one of the motherfucking three.
Me too. You know
what I'm saying? Crickets. Everybody agreed with me. They're like, nah, L'Oreal going to be that. I don't know about Wax.
Yeah, you're
Wax,
crazy.
You flip-flop sometimes.
When do you ever even see me be anything else? I don't even know how to be anything else. That's the crazy part about it.
Because the way I work is, like, I am always L'Oreal. When I get the money, I'm L'Oreal. When I'm broke, I'm L'Oreal. When I'm in a relationship, I'm L'Oreal. When I'm single, I'm L'Oreal.
I mean.
Be like, when he's in a relationship, I don't know who he is. When when he's not, he's a savage. When he, like, you got different, like, role, like, I don't know.
No, I got to be respectful. I got to be respectful at the end of the day. You know what I'm saying?
AJ?
Like, I can't be out there. What you mean?
Is that AJ? AJ, where you been?
Yo, what's good with you, bro?
No, man, nothing. I happened to turn on IG and saw y'all post out. Let me hop on.
That's right.
We are back. We are back because Wax missed his flight again. So we're doing Zoom.
What you almost. I really did, though. It was disgusting the weekend, but it was actually great.
Okay, so we're talking about the many personalities of Wax.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because when the girl comes back around after ghosting you, right? Because AJ, that's what we're talking about. The girl came back around after ghosting this guy and she acting like nothing happened. We're saying that, like, I don't, me personally, I couldn't just be like, hey, what's going on, fam? Like, what is the conversation?
Right.
Wax?
Nah.
No, I'm not saying nothing. I'm going to be like, yo, what's the, how's everything? I'm act like I never even realized that she ghosted me. Like, my life is going on too, because evidently hers was. And if she want to tell me, she going to tell me.
But no, from speaking every day for 5 months to get being ghosted for six. And then when you speak to her on the sixth month, you're just like, hey, what you did yesterday?
She was occupied with some penis that she thought she was going to marry. That happens all the time. We already know exactly what it is. So let her enjoy her lie. Let's get the lie. Come on. Let me hear what you got, baby.
So she found some penis while y'all were talking to each other? So she was out there. The options were still open?
No.
Nah, man. She get blocked, bro.
No. She told him that she was in a situation. She told him that from the beginning.
That's his fault, then.
Okay, so when you agree to that, when they spin the block, that's when you like, all right, cool.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
Now she owe you some pussy because how harsh she did you. So just wait till that pity pussy come back around and you bust her fucking ass, too, when she do that shit. Let her see she's and then now you ghost her ass.
Yeah, bro, I would never fucking do it like that.
Bro.
No.
Don't nut either, bro. Don't nut.
The niggas that sit around waiting for you to go back and forth, those are the niggas that you don't fuck. Because when you finally fuck with them, they're going to try to do some shit because they feel the way that they was waiting so long.
Yeah, we pissed the fuck off. All them fucking meals I had to fucking pay for. You think I want to pay for all them fucking meals? No. I'm tired of paying for the fucking nails, man.
I thought you ain't
give me the pussy so I can never have to. So you go to the next guy. Why are you keeping me around?
Do you take bitches on dates or not? Hold on, y'all. Sorry. Give me one second.
You be taking bitches on dates, bro?
I take my girlfriend on dates.
Oh, yeah. You back in the relationship?
Yeah. I'm back in the relationship. About six months now.
That's what I'm saying. That's great, bro. I'm proud of you. How's it going?
It's going well, man. I can't complain.
You still got the blues, or like y'all had arguments? You still got the blues?
I ain't got the blues. I'm good. I got the mental straight. You know, it's been some time, so you worked on yourself.
Yeah, that's good, bro. That's good. I'm happy for you, man.
I appreciate it.
I'm happy for you.
But yeah.
How do you get her? Like, was you celibate the whole time before you got her, or it's you got her?
Nah. I was like a dog for a minute. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, I was a sneaky link. I was a side nigga. I did a bunch of stuff.
So what type of food did she have in her house?
You niggas are so funny, man.
To stop smelling other girls. you don't smell nobody else's meatloaf, fam?
Her house is somebody else's meatloaf.
What did I miss? Put me back on. I missed something.
Because he got a new girl for 6 months and he ain't cheating.
I never was a cheater, though.
Let me tell you something. Good for you. Let me tell you, I hate a cheater, child. If anything, I hate a cheater. Let me tell you something. This is a free world. There is nobody with handcuffs on your fucking arms unless you in jail, unless you did some shit. You can fuck with whoever you want. You can look at whoever you want, talk to whoever you want, but you ain't going to do that while you're fucking dating me.
Oh, dude, I'm about to say. I was agreeing with that person. I'm like,
No, but you should feel the same way because, like, if you decide you want to deal with other people, that's something you make clear. You don't make a choice for nobody else and be like, I'm going to deal with other people and you're just going to sit here and be faithful. Like,
that's how it is, you know, and all it is communication. If they don't want to deal with it, they ain't got to deal with it, you know. But I'm grown, man. I'm not sneaking around and doing all that BS. I ain't got time for that.
So have you always been faithful?
Yeah, and I've never been the type to cheat.
Have you been cheated on?
Yeah. If I did, I ain't know about it.
Yeah, but do you look? Cheated on.
Do you look?
Because
me and Wax are
going to
look, right, Wax?
I got to. It's only right because it's like every time I come in, you just put the phone down or you on your home screen, your family. I got to see what's going on. I'm only doing that because every time I look at your phone, you're on your home screen, bro. Why? Like you looking sneaky at nothing shit. But your face is down? Yeah, that sneaky shit. Nah, fuck you.
It's got to be a level of trust. Like,
man, fuck that. You sucker. That's what's going to happen to you.
I
don't get it.
Nothing, you get what I'm saying? Like, you crazy though. People are fucked up.
That ain't Jesus.
Nah, like, you know, niggas got instincts and stuff like that, but it's never like nobody's ever been moving in that type
of way.
Nigga,
the disciples then sinned. You get what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? It's like Jesus you dealing with, bro. You got faith with Jesus. You over here got faith. Like, I got faith in her. I'm the lucky motherfucker. She don't want nobody else.
You trust. I mean, you still like. I mean, I'm not the type to go through your phone and all that stuff. Like, but you know.
You ain't got
to
do that. They got
if you're moving weird, then yeah, I can look into it. But if ain't nobody moving, there ain't no reason to like not follow up on crap. Then
everything
good.
Is weird.
If you in the world weird. Family.
Everything is weird. And let me tell you something. You know what's even worse? When a motherfucker see you happy, they like, oh, now I want to be happy too. You think he'll talk to me? Mm-hmm. You think she'll talk to me? Like, it's like people go to aim to break up relationships.
Yes.
And then they happy once they do it. But they not even a relationship person to get into with the next one. So it's just stupid. It's like nobody wants to see anybody happy. Misery loves company type shit.
That's why you don't tell your business. That's why you stay the fuck out the way. That's why your girl going to tell you that she's like, what the fuck are you out there talking about us for?
And that's probably the thing I'm going to get. But let's move on. Yep. Let's give some help, though, with this. He said she act like nothing ever happened. So if he's looking, I believe, if he's looking for something that he just wants to fuck her, then act like nothing ever happened. Act like she never ghosted you, meet up with her and fuck. But if you trying to take this serious, I'd be like, what happened with this dude? Why are you back? And what do you want with me?
Never go into it wanting something. Always go into it fucked up. So you can always have room to grow. If you go high, you coming down every single day because it has to move.
That's called communication.
So go up high. So go up high. At least you get 5 years out the motherfucker and help you do something. But if you coming down, you ain't going to last a year, 6-8 months. You know what I'm saying? See, AJ ain't about to break up with his shorty a little bit. He gonna go to her phone, fuck it with us. Yeah. And he going to see some bullshit.
I'm not doing
I don't do the phone. I don't do the phone. It's always something in the phone. Let me tell you something about the phone and why I don't like the phone. It's because, like, let's be honest, in life, everybody has, like, said a little something or whatever to probably, like, if somebody else would have read it, they'll be like, what the fuck? But when you write in it, it could be a joke or it's light or it's nothing that serious. Like,
my ass.
Nah, because it's true. Like, even, like, if I'm talking to my friend, like my homegirl, she'll be like, hey, cutie. But it's like a joke between me and her. She doesn't think that I'm cute. Like, if you read that, you might be like, this bitch is a lesbian.
Oh, no. Nah, that be.
No, but some people, like, I just use
like,
that.
Oh, we going to sit together tonight and I'm eating your pussy.
Oh, no, that's crazy. I'm using that as an example. And the reason why I said that one time, I was with this guy I was dating. I was in the bed. I was on the phone. And I'm talking on a DM. I'm not thinking nothing of it because I'm talking to my homeboy who's gay. And he did something for me. I was like, thank you. And I put the heart. But I'm thinking, because I'm not thinking nothing of it. I'm right next to him. So the nigga, like, kept it quiet, held it in for days. Like, and then I seen you over there texting the nigga, and he said his name, really? Sending him hearts and shit. I'm like, let me show you this nigga. He likes you.
Dress on.
He likes you. But he wasn't fucking with me for days. You get what I'm saying? Like, the nigga probably did some shit behind my back, all because he thought I'm sending, because all he's seen is a nigga name and me sending heart. Peace. You can't always take, like, what you
Reggie
see
with as, the dress.
Reggie with the dress. That's what you got to store the nigga as in order for niggas not to be mad. I don't know. You never
see. That's what I'm saying. Smartened up.
But
if I see something like that, I would call it out immediately, though. I wouldn't, like, wait. You know, I'd be like, hey, what you got going on over there? You know, type stuff. But
nah, like, you're right. I suck.
That's what
you gotta, when you come with it, you know, you gotta have all the facts. So it's just easier to act in the moment.
And she can't hide it. Okay. I respect,
you know, because you're gonna be looking stupid. You know, she's like, this nigga's gay. Like, you know, now you looking.
Then I have to go get the hair from around the corner with the girl from the laundromat and shit. You know what I'm saying?
No.
Dumb shit.
We don't know what you're saying.
No. You got that hair from the girl from the laundromat when you got pissed off at your girl? No.
This nigga's crazy.
So what have you seen going through a phone before?
I see it all type of shit. I see girls giving head, getting fucked.
Nah, I see that. That's wild.
And a girl you was talking to's phone?
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
But then you like messing with the jump off. But I already
knew what it was with that girl. Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's what I'm saying. I only had like a couple of serious. I ain't really have no. I mean, just, you know, everybody still try to act good because they want to be around. They just want to benefit. I don't care if it's food, fuck, or fun. Either one of those, you gonna be the boyfriend for that. If you feeding her, you the boyfriend for feeding. You fucking her good, you that guy. You the fun and give her money, you that guy at the time. So she don't want to lose you at the end of the day. You still her man. Her man's. You know what I'm saying?
I could lose anybody. Like, I'm cool with losing anybody. Like, if you're bringing me more stress than you are getting, if I feel like anybody's ever trying to play me or like lie.
You ain't really in love.
One lie, you're done.
One line.
That's not in love by lying to somebody, right, AJ?
Yeah, you're right. Like they don't love you. Shoot, it's mutual.
I really love you. That's why you're never supposed to marry the person you're in love with. Never marry the person you're in love with.
I'm at the point where I'm in pursuit of peace. You know, so if you ain't bringing peace, I'm done with it. You know,
okay.
I'm not putting up with it.
Philosopher.
And
go, AJ.
And two, damn, you don't mess me up, Wax.
Yeah, because he always fucking shit up.
The second thing was, goddamn, spell it. That's your word of the day.
Yeah, got him.
Sophosopher.
Wax is ABC.
Sophosopher. Yo, I'm done. Photographer. Yo, he gotta spell it. We should make him spell that shit today.
What is it? Philosopher? What is
it? Yeah, that's it, Wax. Philosopher.
Philosopher?
You think it's a dinosaur, right? Like
Philosophy Rex. All right, go ahead. I want to hear this list.
Y'all hilarious. I'm in the pursuit of peace. The other thing is I don't need anybody. You know, I want to be with you. I want to pursue a relationship. I want, you know, so yeah, if it, you know, I survived on my own for years. You know, I can pick this back
that?
Up. I can move on and go. What?
Wait, no pussy for you?
Own, bro.
Huh?
No pussy.
Yeah, I was a virgin until I was like 25.
Yeah.
So,
remember, yeah.
I went with that. I mean, once I started, I didn't stop. But
me too.
Yeah.
But,
Me three. The fuck got whacked.
So, yeah, hold on, so bro.
Wax is like a 9-year-old porn star. Like, you
know. My mistake. I didn't want
to. My mistake is great.
He used to touch it. I used to touch it. I really wanted to fucking do this shit.
Wait, my stomach's too weak.
But, bro, so you right now, when you take care of yourself, like you wash your clothes and you feed yourself and shit?
Yeah.
Like, he's a dog. What the like you're fuck? A hamster.
I got a house, so I gotta clean, I gotta cook, I gotta cut the grass.
Not clean. I'm talking about wash your clothes.
Yeah, that's part of cleaning. Wash my own clothes.
Why didn't I know that?
That's part of cleaning. That's early. Literally the first thing I told him as well. I'm like, nigga, washing clothes is like the first on the list when it comes to cleaning.
I never knew washing clothes was cleaning. I would never do that. That's
it's not sustainable to just buy a new shirt when it gets dirty. I can't do it.
I gotta do it. I all do shirts.
Go ahead.
Yes.
It's like a lag on. Is it happening only to me? Because it's like a lag on Wax's mic. That's why I keep talking over him.
A lot better. Perfect. See, Harrison is a man. Good job. Harrison.
It's crazy. The town I live in, the town next over, is called Harrison. Harrison, New York.
Harrison, New York. Well, Harrison, South Carolina is out here. It's my engineer out here in the Place to Go Studios. You know what I mean? Y'all come out here and come holler at your boy.
So what's the advice we're going to leave him with?
With Bron, you weren't the main nigga. So, she already went through and dealt with the relationship or whatever. Yeah, if it's going to be a smash type thing, then cool. But
so, AJ, you missed it. Relationship. Uh-huh. But you missed it. So I'm going to just give you a quick recap. They worked together. They started messing around. She told him that she had a situation. He was messing with other girls. She left the job.
Okay.
Came back 2 weeks ago. And she basically is just talking to him like nothing happened, but then said to him, like, I didn't even think you would talk to me. That's where I would have been like, well, what was you doing these past 6 months? No? But anyway.
It don't matter because you weren't the main nigga. And two, why are you ignoring the rules? How come asking for advice, but y'all avoid like rule number one? It's don't date coworkers. Like, that's rule number one. Like, what's wrong with y'all? That's why y'all be effed up. Like,
number one.
Stop dating coworkers.
Yeah, but the other rule is, bro, shut the fuck up. Don't act like you don't know nothing.
He doesn't.
She's like, oh, you ain't think. Act like you don't know nothing because you want to keep on smashing. And the more you talk, the less you fuck yourself out of the pussy. Shut the fuck up. Like, what do you really want to know? What if she tell you the truth? What if she be like, I was over here sucking his dick every day.
Really,
I
ain't want to leave.
Yeah, you really don't want to know.
He wants to know if this is her trying to spin the block, though. That's what he's saying. He's like, is she trying to spin the block? I'm confused.
Yes, she won in that case.
Yes.
You won. Now she came back to you.
That whole time
and now she don't have a
stayed away from you. Now you bring it. You brought her down to this level where she's supposed to be in your life, and just continue to keep on smashing and stay the fuck out the way.
That's the problem. He said he loves her.
You don't love her. Now when she start finding out with that other dude start coming back around because she just ghosted him. She just left his ass. He don't even know what the fuck is going on. He gonna find her ass when you see her kissing him in the parking lot. Then that's gonna put your ass back in your place.
He probably broke up with her. He probably broke up with her, so she needs something to do, or they broke up some way somehow. She needs something to do for the get back, so she's going to this guy because he's familiar. Like that's like when I was younger, I would spend a block on old dudes. Like who does that?
Girls be like, I don't want to put my count up. That's what girls be saying.
Because you say that one penis a year that makes them a whore, so that's why they do.
Yes. No, that's what you're supposed to do. If you, because girls are so smart. If you so smart and you pick that motherfucker, that's what you want. You got to stick with at least for a year. Imagine doing two penises making you moan. Like, what the fuck? Do girls have a different moan for different guys? Because I don't want the moan that you gave me. You give it to the next motherfucker. We have a different moan for each guy.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus Christ.
Some don't make you moan at all.
Jeez.
Do y'all make noise in the bed?
Some girls make me moan and some don't now.
For real? I want to know.
I turn it to Goku.
I don't even know. That's what I said. Like, I don't know who the fuck that is.
Who's Goku?
Yeah, I think our ears clog up when we about the nut.
What does that mean? So do y'all make noise or not when y'all have sex?
Yeah. they like that.
The fake noise. Hey, bro, do you start souping up? Do you do more than what it really feel like, though?
Nah. if it ain't all that, I'm just, I'll focus on trying nut or something like that or making her nut. But
for real?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not gonna fake, like, and I wouldn't want the person I'm dealing with to fake with
me. All women do. We play it up a little.
F yeah. We don't care now. Nah.
But I feel like niggas, y'all be trying to be tough. Like, it's funny.
Nah.
Yeah, like, y'all be trying to be tough so y'all don't see too. Because I feel like y'all think moaning is for women.
I mean, I'll be high-pitched moaning. I grunt.
The more we can make y'all squeal, the more our pride is better. You see what I'm saying? Like I said, pride
that's
is the sex
take.
For our pride.
That's
why we appreciate y'all. The one who wants the ring, take your ass off. Act like, oh my God, I'm as an anaconda. I'm so scared of that big snake, baby. You're going to get a ring.
Nah, I want you to have a seizure.
A seizure?
Good luck.
AJ, what's going on over there, AJ?
What the fuck you doing? You want to hit her in the head with something?
Nah.
It's easier ways to do it than your fucking beat, bro.
Nah, that was crazy right there.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. In fact, Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/podcastfree. All lowercase, shopify.com/podcastfree, shopify.com/podcastfree.
Okay. So what you been up to?
Dude, I got me in, you know, I'm still with the same job. You know, I got a few promotions.
Dope.
Been busy as hell because I've been working between here and church.
Okay.
But yeah, same thing. You know, got a new girlfriend, you know, been in a relationship about 6 months. So.
But you don't need any advice too? From us?
Any advice? Nah, I was trying to, on this side, I was trying to, oh, actually, nah, I got one.
Yay, let's hear it.
Is your girl in the church with you?
Nah. Can't date nobody at the church.
Really?
Good job.
Nah, okay. I can't do that. But yeah, okay. So basically, when I first got in the relationship, you know, I said out the gate, you know, I'm not really, you know, I don't know how I feel about getting kids, having kids, you know, and, you know, I don't think I want to go that route. You know, so I let that know from the beginning. I wasn't talking at all, trying to play stuff. Like I would, I was like, look, if you're going to get in a relationship with me, it should be an expectation that this might not happen. You know? So how do you deal with that when you're dating someone that wants to have kids eventually?
I know what it is.
So this ain't
you know what, bro?
What?
And I'm going to keep this real 100 with you. You don't really love her. And I'm just keeping it real because if you really love her, she's going to make you want to have everything. You want to eat, you want to lick her. When she come, you want to eat that cum out of her pussy. Like you want to like lick her ass. You want to suck her toe. You're not in love with this girl. If you really is in love with this girl, you want to have her baby. You want to be the one pregnant.
It's not even about that though. It has nothing to do. Cause if it happens on accident, you know, it's not like, oh, get an abortion or anything like that. I'm locked in. You know, if it happens on accident or whatever, but I won't intentionally try to create a child. And it's more so, it's not about finances, you know, because I can make it happen. It's not about, you know, where I am in life. It's not about the relationship.
Correct?
Exactly.
Exactly. You had some past trauma. So, that's something I mean, I get what Wax is saying because that one person, that perfect person, will probably make you, like, not think about. The fact that there can be something that can go wrong at any given point.
Yes.
You know what I mean? You'll just think about maybe the outcome of it being beautiful. But yeah. I will say, like, you've been through some stuff. You know what I mean? We've talked about it on Bully and the Beast. Y'all could go check out, like, the, like, former episodes. But, like, you've been through some stuff when it comes to having children. And you're probably going to feel like that with everybody, to be honest. Well, have you gotten therapy?
Yeah. She actually helped my therapist helped really well with it. You know, helped me as far as getting over the trauma, but as far as the aftermath of everything, you know, it's still there. Yeah. And it's not only, you know, about, you know, what happens with the kids. It's also, you know, to consider what would happen to her, you know, what could happen to her, you know, because Yeah, so that's always, you know, on my mind, and that's a heavy pill to swallow, you know.
Yeah, it's really a gift from God, though. So when it's time, really, you know what I'm saying, it's a gift. So you're going to be like, thank God. Everything's going to be perfect. Everything going to be good, man. You'll be good.
Have you ever opened up to her about your past?
I told her everything.
Yeah.
I had to.
So she has to be understanding as well. And like you said, if it happens, then that would be a gift from God, and that's something that you will go forward with. But if not, then she's got to have to stick by you with that, because it's been, you know, it's been a journey.
Right.
That's how
every day is closer to another day. You see what I'm saying? If that makes any sense. So if you ain't going to do what you're going to do, you better get on the motherfucking toilet. You ain't going to shit. You know what I mean? So if this ain't it, she need to let go, or you need to let go, if that's what she really wants, or if this what you saying you never going to do. It's like, yo, tomorrow is really tomorrow. That's another day. That's mad hours. Look how many fucking seconds is in 24 hours.
Sometimes we do fill a void with somebody else just because they there. You get what I'm saying? And like, maybe they there for you and they're a certain person. But I just feel like when y'all are communicating, being open with each other, like that's the number one thing. When y'all are not communicating or it's toxic or it's whatever, that's when everything is like, it's hard. And then to be honest, like when you're communicating, make sure you're honest, because people forget that part of it, you know?
You know, it's crazy. I've been in a lot of honest, communicated situations, not relationships, but they work out good, but that's when you get the most controversy. You know what I'm saying? But when you lying and everything good, you not communicating like that, it's actually a good day. Yeah, that's the crazy part about it, and it sucks that that's
when
the way
you're
it
lying?
Is. No, when you lying and everything is like, you're trying to make it per se, everything is good, no arguments throughout that whole 24 hours went, and there's no argument all day. That day really went at the end of the day, regardless if it was lying or not. But when you telling the truth and la, feelings is just like this all around the atmosphere. It's just like this. So
it's going to bounce off the wall. It blows up
less. Yeah, because all it is like putting a pile of dust under a rug each time.
It is.
If you would have been telling the truth from the beginning, then I wouldn't have no reason to doubt you. So it's like, what are you lying about? Shit like being around women? So this is the thing. If you never lied about being around women from the beginning, and I was around you a woman and never seen nothing, then we good. Once you start lying, I'm like, what the fuck is you hiding, nigga? Like, which one of these bitches are you fucking?
Yeah, that's light anyway. That's easy.
You're just delaying a bigger reaction.
AJ be on damn point, man. You had a good day, but you could have had a good life, nigga, if you would have told the truth.
Schooling.
Let me
what
snap.
A bell. What a bell. Can I get a bell?
You know,
too?
When you in the poetry club and they start snapping the shit.
No, they like this. They do this.
Okay. All right, AJ. Thank you so much for joining us. Who's on drugs and all that good stuff. We're gonna get into word on the street. We're gonna see you next.
Great rocking with y'all.
Thank you.
Listen,
peace.
Yes, all peace. Right. Now, did you see this thing with Tina Lawson?
My fault, Lo. I just wanted to say something real quick before you got to the next.
What?
So, you know how I was running for the best of Westchester?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bitch, I ain't win, man. I ain't freaking win, man.
You didn't win?
I didn't win.
I'm like, nigga, wait for Black Excellence. No, you didn't win?
It's the fucking piece of man. The piece of man won.
I was nominated for best social media influencer in Westchester, and the lady that won, her Instagram name is the Westchester Blogger. I think it was kind of political because she all the events and stuff. And she's like a main supporter of the magazine, but I kind of like understand like how Donald Trump felt when he was talking about stop the steal, the election's rigged. I think that shit was rigged, man.
Yeah. things like that will happen to you. I definitely see that. Cause you ain't no ground in the situation. You try to do a little bit political, and then try to be over here on this side still too. You know what I'm saying? To keep your face, but you either got to be all the way over there and play that fucked up game, or you got to be on this side and get the people right behind you. You on two sides. You don't know how to play that game. She was like, I'm about to blow past him. Look what he just did. Look who he is around. He just lost this many votes.
Sure, he won though. Wax, come on, no.
He needed a sex tape or something. He needed a sex tape or something. You know what I'm saying? He needed something, the big bang.
I did go to the event. They had a party for it. And I was in the building. I was networking everything with all the people that are part of that. committee and stuff, all the best of winners and stuff, and all the categories were there. So
I was there at the end of the day.
No, I didn't. Definitely didn't. You know, I didn't take an L like that.
Blessings, blessings.
Damn, man, that just next ruined year, guys, my whole day.
Next year, guys. Yeah, word.
Right, how the fuck did I vote for this guy? How did the lady with the fucking blogger who shit, talked man. About her nipples fucking win?
I thought he was gonna come through. Damn, that I hurt my heart.
You know, her nipples always hard on her fucking shirts too. That's okay. How she won.
That was come a big story.
Word on the street, Angelo did not win.
Word on
fuck
the
that bitch.
What?
Fuck that bitch. You know what I mean? So we're going to talk about Kodak Black and Tekashi 6ix9ine.
Was you second?
Wax.
It don't even matter, bro. I think so.
Losing is losing.
Okay. I had to pay for my ticket to the party and everything. She was whack.
That's how they got you. First of all, she threw the party. You never had a chance.
Word.
Okay, so Kodak Black and Tekashi 6ix9ine teamed up. They got a fucking song together, y'all. Wack 100 allegedly put the whole thing together. Kodak Black got paid like $2 million to do the shit. People said that Tekashi 6ix9ine will never have a record again. People would never work with him again. Kodak Black is one of the hottest rappers right now. What do y'all think about him doing this record? I mean, Gunna's song is all over the radio in Atlanta. I don't know how it's doing up there, but I hear it on TikTok and all that stuff too. They talked about his music never playing. Do you think it matters if these rappers are snitching?
Well,
it's a new day and age right now. You know what I'm saying? It's not the same. Like back in the day, it actually held weight. Right now, these people who actually consumers, the kids and stuff, they don't really give a fuck. They use a clip of yours and put a dance behind it, and now your shit going. This shit don't even matter no more. It's all what the consumer is going to do. It's so wide open now. It's not just the radio right now. So many other ways you can consume your music. It's going to go hot somewhere. So a lot of people don't give a fuck about that rapping shit. I mean, like, oh, he's a rat. They don't give a fuck about that shit no more. These kids out here don't give a fuck. They don't even know nothing about the codes. They ain't in the streets like that. They just want to have fun.
And I don't think there's nothing wrong with that, but I think it's the fact that you was running around Tekashi 6ix9ine acting like the biggest gangster, and then you turned around and told on everybody, got out, and then you got out and started acting like a gangster again.
Well, right? If you're able to give $2 million to somebody, would you take that? Would you do a song with Tekashi right now for $2 million?
Does a bear shit in the woods?
would I grab this shit?
Did
from
he
the
tell on me, nigga?
I ain't got shit to do with that.
Did he tell on me, on my uncle, or something like that? No.
I was gonna say, even if you listen to like his verse, it's just him talking about, like, look, I'm just doing a song with him. I'm not fucking with him about some other shit. Like, he's talking about his whole verse is about why he did the track, the verse with Tekashi. So,
but Kodak is so fire that I know I didn't even listen to it, but I fuck with Kodak. His music is good. Boosie was upset about it though. He said that Kodak ain't got no morals or no principles. He ain't a street nigga at all. So now it seems like the two of them are starting to beef or go head to head. Was the $2 million worth him boofing with Boofy? Was the $2 million worth him beefing with Boosie?
If he do something with $1 million or $500,000 or $250,000 or $100,000, give it to, you know what I'm saying? And I don't want to say not how you do your bread, you know what I'm saying? But if you show that, you know what, I grabbed the money from the rat and I did this, would that help anybody? You know what I'm saying? Would that put a little icing on the cake? Would that cool it down a little bit?
Maybe.
Like, I took the money from it. Go ahead.
What about with Big Rat? What does he think?
Big Rat.
I got to blow my nose.
What was that?
Can y'all hear me? Yes, sir.
Can y'all hear me? Yeah, can you put your camera on? I'm trying to figure it out now. I ain't going to lie. Is it on now? not yet. Okay. Oh, yeah, there we go.
There you go, big fan. Big rat.
What's happening, my guy?
There we go.
Long time no see.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
What's good, y'all? What's say, will I take the money to record with Tekashi?
Yeah, would you take the bread?
Nigga, I'm broke as fuck. I'm taking that paper.
but Kodak ain't broke.
What you mean?
Huh?
I'm saying, so Kodak not broke as fuck. What you think Kodak should do to, you know, ease the people off him about, you know, going to record with a rat?
Man, didn't they say he gave him a car and $1 million or something like that?
$2 million, I heard.
A car,
too? I don't care how much money you got. M's is M's. You know what I'm saying?
Respect,
but with Kodak being a street nigga, you know, he's supposed to be living by that code, like Boosie said.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You know, I ain't no street nigga. I'm a broke nigga, so.
So you doing the $2 million now?
For sure. What you mean? For sure. I'm all the way down here in Alabama too. And how the fuck? Hey. You know what $2 million a do for a nigga? You know how many turkey necks I can buy with $2 million?
Turkey necks, but you know about it.
Turkey necks is crazy. Okay.
Early.
Yeah.
Tina Lawson, right? That's Beyonce's mother. Tina knows Lawson. So now it's just Miss Tina. She broke up with her husband, and his name is Richard Lawson. He's an actor. But here's the thing, right? Uh-huh. After they broke up, I guess people started going on his Twitter. And when they went on his Twitter, they realized, did you know on Twitter you could see everything you liked, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, like, anybody, a stranger, like, I could go into your profile, Big Rap, and be like, let me see what Big Rap liked, right? So they went into his Twitter profile.
My life's gonna be full of porn.
And so is
it. Yeah. You can't get mad at that though.
They went crazy on him to the point where he's now deleted it. What's in y'all thing? So that's
all. His life was full of porn?
I don't have porn, but I don't even have Twitter either. So it's like,
But I'm saying likes on any social media platform. If somebody can see all your likes, what are they going to see? But Twitter's nasty because they got porn on there, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all I follow on Twitter. That's the only thing I got Twitter for is the porn.
You're nasty.
For sure, you ain't lying.
Your phone screen is sticky, okay?
Okay, so I don't ever use
my phone.
Oh, okay.
If you got Snapchat, you a whore.
I got Snapchat.
Nah, I ain't got no Snapchat.
Yeah, I use the filters on Snapchat and I take it to Instagram.
You nasty as hell. You got Snapchat.
But can't you turn it off where people can't see your likes?
How you know?
Uh oh.
You a sneaky ass nigga.
I don't care.
Turn that off.
I got a whole separate. I got a Big Rap account, then I got a porn account, and don't nobody know about the porn account. I just got that account for my own.
So you be subscribing to shit? How do you even subscribe when that tab come up with the subscription?
I'm not paying for Nathan. I'm just clear.
So how I know that you can even find the likes before hearing that today? I was working in a space and people have found out that you could do it, and they checked this one person and they used to call him Pog. I think that's what it is, because it's fat ass white girls or pink. What is it?
Yeah.
Pogs,
fat ass white girls. Yeah,
fat ass white girls. So he was following a bunch of that. So they used to call him that as a nickname. And I'm like, why y'all keep calling this nigga that? And then they showed me, they was like, cuz, look at what he be liking on Twitter. And he never to this day does not know.
Wow.
Oh, he tripped.
They don't know why they call him that.
No.
Yeah, I got a guy named I call Shirts.
What's it for? What's it for?
Because every time I look at him, he got a different shirt on. Every time I see him, he got a different shirt on.
We're
going
to talk to you later, Wax. Like, what was that?
Every time I see him, he got a different shirt on.
The thing with Twitter, you got to keep, like, a regular Twitter pet feed, and then you create your little secret account that you're going to be looking at porn at.
Big Rap, you just because
I'm liking, I be scared. I got a whole porn page that don't nobody know about.
Jeez, are you in a group chat?
It ain't like I'm posting stuff.
Okay, you ain't got no group chat with porn. Chinning to your boys, huh?
Nah, that's weird.
Okay, please.
Why I'm sending my boys porn?
Do you send it to women?
No idea. I'm just saying, a lot of things.
I send it to my wife. That's about it.
Oh, you'll send it to your wife. So that's crazy because it's only one person in my life that I talk to or date or whatever that, like, he would low key randomly send me videos. And I'm like, this shit is weird. Why is he sending this shit to me? But, like, he would never talk about it or he would never say nothing. He would just out of nowhere send this shit.
Yeah, and we but we on that level with each other. You know, I could send my wife stuff like that, and she's gonna be like, "Ooh, Dad, I like that," or whatever.
He wasn't my husband, but like, I mean, we were dealing with each other, but it was weird. Like, it was just like, "Yo, what is this nigga doing?" And it would be randomly out of nowhere. And
so that means you know he watching it right now.
That's how I felt. I'm like, ugh.
I like sending it when I know she in an awkward moment, like when I know she around people or something like that.
Yeah.
That's when I like sending it, because if she open it, it's going to fuck her up.
You know what's crazy?
You know what's crazy? That one of my boys did show me his porn that he's watching the other day. I'm going to call his ass, not because something wrong with his motherfucking ass. John. Right? John dumb ass showed me, he had watching girls in wheelchairs, bro.
Girls
walking
in wheelchairs?
Yes. That's what I'm saying. No, you weren't even thinking that type of shit, right?
What the fuck are you doing?
I can't get jiggy with that
girls
shit.
Girls in wheelchair, you never.
That's the freaky shit, nigga. That nigga put girls in wheelchairs and he was watching them fuck. Yo, what?
Yo.
That's wild.
Yo, I see all kind of shit in my life. I ain't never seen a wheelchair porn.
Me either.
Girls in wheelchairs.
Me either. I don't even like thinking about people in wheelchairs having sex.
I'm not laughing at that shit though. You know what I'm saying? I'm just, you know what I mean?
That's
about
fucking
something.
Weird. Okay, big like, rap.
In wheelchairs even have sex?
You gotta see it. You watch
porn. I ain't gotta see a damn thing.
No, I'm kind of curious now that he said it. I ain't gonna lie, I might look that shit up.
Bad people gonna look up that shit.
I can't do it.
I mean, because now I'm curious. It's a category. All right, Big Rap, we gonna let you go. We gonna end the show. Thank you so much for joining us for Who's on Drugs and Word on the Street, right?
I appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
Peace.
So let's get into Black Excellence. I do want to shout out to Bronny James. Obviously, we know that he suffered a cardiac arrest while he was doing a workout at USC. There is a cardiologist that's saying it might be career ending. Obviously, him and LeBron, like that was like the goal for them two to play together. And, you know, we want to mention him just because you got to take care of yourselves, y'all. And I know he's very healthy and in shape, but you never know what could happen. Thank God he was around people that were able to move quickly and act quickly, you know. But we do want to see them be able to play together. So hopefully one day that is able to happen. But he has to get healthy and strong again. So shout out to the family. We're sending y'all love and prayers. So let's continue.
That's also not just a dream of LeBron's, also a dream of ours. You know what I'm saying? We would love to see that too.
Yeah, him and both of his sons play together.
Yes.
So keeping it going with Black Excellence, we want to give a shout out to the Louisville Metro. They named their first Black woman as the police chief. So her name is Jacqueline Gwen Villarole. So big shout out to her. She said, this is a challenging job. And over the last few months, it's become clear that the best. Oh, this is what the mayor said. Sorry. This is a challenging job. And over the few months, this is the person that has become clear to be the best to do this work and is already on a job. So big shout out to her. And also shout out to a DC man that graduated as valedictorian of his high school after living in a tent for 2 years. Okay.
Hey.
His name is Michael Jeffrey and he graduated at the top of his class. He was having difficulty because he didn't have a diploma, so he couldn't get a job. And he ended up going back to school and graduating top of the class. So big shout out to him. That's Black Excellence. And we're going to get into who, Wax's ABC. Wax's ABC. Okay. Now today, you know how it goes. We're going to give Wax a word. He's going to define it, use it in a sentence, and also tell us what it is, first and foremost. So the word is O-P-I-N-E, wax. What is that?
O-P-I-N-E, opening. Opening is a old lady's dog. Like whenever you give like a grandma, you know, she want to keep her blood flowing and stuff like that. You give her a dog. They always call it a dog Penny. You know what I'm saying? All old white people with the curly hair, they always go to the nail salon and the hair salon. Always get the curly ones with the white hair. Yeah, all their dogs is Penny. You know what I'm saying? And so everything, Penny always run away because grandma's so slow. So Penny always runs. She's like, oh, Penny. And that's what they call it. So now they got the old Penny shirts and shit like that.
Okay, so it's a dog. So use it in a sentence.
All right. I went to the old lady shelter. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, I go talk to the old ladies and tell them that everything's going to be okay. Mm-hmm. They all have this fucking, they all got these dogs and they all, every single one, every time the dog run off.
It's giving a definition and not a sentence.
I don't even know the difference.
You don't know the difference between a definition and a sentence?
Oh, I thought it,
you define the word, now you have to use the word in a sentence.
Yeah, I'm telling you about the ladies at the.
It sounds like you're giving us the definition again, but go ahead.
Oh yes, I went there and then all the dogs ran off and everybody said, "Oh, Penny."
Oh my God, Angela, please help him with this one. That's not it at all.
Okay, so the word is opine, and it means to give your opinion on something.
That's like a
opine. Here's my opine. You're an idiot. Bully and the Beast podcast. Make sure you rate, review, subscribe. Tell a friend. Make sure y'all follow Twerk because he's doing bad right now. He didn't win. So he at least needs some followers. So make sure y'all follow him. Where they can follow you at?
Angela Scarfone on Instagram.
There we go. You know where to find Wax. Wax, where you at?
Who's Wax? Go to Wax King, WAXKYNG, and also go to Place to Go. A Place to Go _ SC. I'll holler at your boy.
Yeah, and you can follow me at Star and L'Oreal, L-O-R-E-L. Also, if you need any advice, you know what to do. Just hit us up at Bully and the Beast Podcast, and we will definitely answer your DM immediately. We'll see you next week. Yes. Like I said, make sure you rate, review, subscribe, and
tell a friend. Let's tell a friend.
Bye.
Oh, Penny.
I'll see y'all later.
Jesus.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. In fact, Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/podcastfree. All lowercase, shopify.com/podcastfree, shopify.com/podcastfree.